You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I told you I was going to cover this topic. Now, I had been waiting, and I just been patiently scrolling the internet to see if this was actually going to become true. And yes, this is now starting to happen. Now, this article was published on the 15th of November. Divorce lawyers see spike in filings following the 2024 presidential election. Ah, yes. No fault divorce. Gentlemen, I've always said this, and I will continue to say this. No fault divorce keeps husbands held hostage in bad marriages with totally unstable wives. Quote unquote, till death do us part is a vow most married couples hope to keep when they say, I do. Now, if memory serves me correct, I think that part has actually been taken out of the new marital vows. Just, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But in the wake of this year's divided presidential election, some Americans are calling it quits based on who their spouse voted for. Let's go ahead and correct that statement. Some American women are calling it quits based on who their husbands voted for. As a result, divorce attorneys are being flooded with calls. One attorney posted on X that she gained 14 new clients following the election, saying that November is usually a slow month where 5 new cases would be considered a lot. Quote unquote. Once you feel, notice the word, feel like that person doesn't align with you, oftentimes people can't get past that. No, women can't get past that, said Ella Granger, a Rockford attorney who has not added any divorce clients over the election, but says she wouldn't be shocked if they started coming in. People more and more and more over time are choosing their own happiness over just staying together like people used to do in the past. Once again, women are choosing their own happiness. For us men, we understand that marriage is about duty and sacrifice. Once you feel like that person doesn't align with you, oftentimes people can't get past that. Granger says couples often fail to have discussions around hot button topics like politics until it's too late. No. See, we men want to have these hot button topics, but men are also held by the gun of the state, if you will. Women say, oh, if you don't do what I want you to do, I'm going to put you in the doghouse. This is why so many men, myself included, for a while, become fucking neutered. handpicked. Trust me, ladies, there are a lot of us husbands out there who would love nothing more than to actually sit down and have hot button discussions with you. But we also understand that your childlike emotional state tends to be the key that is the blocker of those conversations. She said, because of how politically polarized the country is, those often difficult talks are important. Then as life moves on and things change, whether that be Charlie 19, elections, financial changes, a lot of that puts stress on people too, she said. And then they all of a sudden feel differently or feel like they should have had that discussion before they got married and feel differently about the person. Mental health professionals say it doesn't have to get to that point, regardless of one who voted for. Close personal relationships are possible with people with different political views. We want people to be put above politics, said Dr. Sheila Mergain, a psychologist at UW Health. It's so important to separate the person from their opinions or political views. And I think now's the time when we really need to unify and come together and build bridges versus erecting more walls. While one cannot file for divorce based on political differences, you can file for irreconcilable differences. And political differences do fall under that category. Well, as we all know, no-fault divorce. Yeah, the catch-all. But, I have some ideas on how to amend no-fault divorce. Your differences are such that no matter what you do or how much therapy you do or how much you talk to each other, your position, it's not going to change your position, Granger said. According to statistics, women are known to file for divorce in 70% of all cases. According to a Reddit user, his wife was one of those women. Quote unquote, I voted for Trump. My wife secured a lawyer, filed for divorce, worked out a separation plan, and had me served within 48 hours of me casting my vote, the Reddit post said. Donald Trump's second inauguration is scheduled for Monday, January 20th, 2025. Well, well, well. So there is a case of a woman who filed for divorce because her husband voted for Trump. To that man, I say, accept your blessing. Whatever price you gotta pay, pay the price. Let her go. Now, let's go ahead and delve into the topic of no-fault divorce, aka irreconcilable differences. Now, I said before, I had a few ideas to actually amend no-fault divorce. Now, I found it very, very, very extremely rich that you had grown-ass men before the election results actually talking about, oh, I want to agree with women and their right to choose and have control over their bodies. It's men like that to why men will never be able to get on one accord and actually get something for us. There's not been one single law or policy that has been amended or taken off the books that can actually help men. You would think more men would say, hey, no-fault divorce? Nah, we need to do something about that nonsense. However, women and society count on men having the quote-unquote, it's not going to happen to me mentality. Yeah. I know. No-fault divorce is not going anywhere anytime soon. But you still have women talking about, oh, the Republicans are going to try to overturn no-fault divorce, blah, 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 blah. However, see, as a logical problem-solving man, I'm willing to put forth a compromise, if you will. Now, when it comes to irreconcilable differences, no-fault divorce, well, the number one way to not have to deal with that is obviously don't get married. Yes, ladies, no matter what you say, we men control access to marriage. Yeah, marriage is tanking. Most men aren't even dating. And guess what? Without dating, yeah, you're not going to get a man to just bypass dating straight to marriage. Oh, no, 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 no. Sex? Yeah. Most men aren't having sex anyway. And guess what? Dating equals sex, and that date could possibly lead to engagements and marriage. Yeah, so the basic block, sex, most men aren't getting that. So, yep, that's pretty much null and void. Now, the second way, or should I say amendment that I would add to the whole no-fault divorce system, the petitioner assumes full financial responsibility for the dissolution of the marriage. Oh, I know women's heads would explode with that one. What do you mean that the petitioner should assume full financial responsibility? It's real simple, ladies. You keep no-fault divorce. However, if you want out of that marriage, you're going to pay for it. Mm-hmm. No more putting that cost on the husband who 9 times out of 10 got completely and totally blindsided by that divorce. You heard what this man said. Within 48 hours, she got a lawyer, got a separation plan, and had him served. That was a complete and total fucking ambush. And guess what? He's going to be made to pay for it. Oh, hell no. No. If she had to pay her way out of that marriage, I guarantee you she would have at least had a conversation with that man. But nope. Divorce is far too frivolous. It's far too convenient. Now, another amendment that I would make to the whole no-fault divorce process, division of community property. As a matter of fact, I would take community property completely off. Yeah. See, that's another reason why a lot of husbands are held hostage in loveless, sexless, dead marriages, because they don't want to lose all of the property that they've purchased under the guise of being a good provider. Gentlemen, just a humble bit of advice. If you know a guy that is still considering marriage in this awful day and age, give him this advice. Do not own anything while he is married. Don't do it. If you're going to have a place, rent the place. Cars, lease them. The less you own, the less that can be used to put a slave collar on you to keep you performing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't do it. Assets are often used as a way to keep that man on that plantation. Another thing that I would amend in regards to no-fault divorce. Alimony. Mm-hmm. Alimony, alimony, alimony. Now, when it comes to that, it will come in two distinct areas. Area one, if the woman is a housewife that hasn't worked for a bit of time, she gets 2 years of alimony. And after that, she's cut the fuck off. 2 years should be more than enough time for her to secure a job and start working for herself. If both people are working, then there is no alimony. Yeah. See, that right there removes the cash and prizes incentive. Mm-hmm. And if there's anything that is purchased, then guess what? The owner keeps it. So if he buys a house during that marriage, then guess what? He keeps that house. If she buys a car, she keeps that car. And if they put finances together to buy something, then that item is automatically liquidated and they're both given half. Now, insofar as the children, automatic 50-50% custody. Joint custody, no money needs to change hands. When the kid's with you, you pay for it, take care of it. When the kid's with her, she pays for it, takes care of it. Now I know, this is all simply a pipe dream, but this is an example of something that men should fight for. But I know, the vast majority of men, we simply won't do it. We'll complain about it, but we won't do nothing about it. So, yeah, that's our fault. But yet, you still had grown-ass men talking just like women about women's right to choose. Women should have the right to do what they want with their bodies. What? That's not something that even affects you. Why the fuck are you talking about that? But if your wife decides, you know what? I'm going to use the gun of the state and I'm going to hold you up and I'm going to rob you. Oh, I didn't think that was going to happen. Yeah. Okay. Right. But yeah, just some ideas the way we can actually amend the ever so archaic divorce court system. Hopefully one day there will be a change, but you know what? I'm not going to hold my breath. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you wives out there who think you're going to divorce your husbands just because of the election, wow. You never know what could happen. Just saying. You know, there could be a husband that says, okay, if this is what you want to do, I might decide to take matters into my own hands. And if that happens, guess what? That might end up being another episode of Hockey Mask Time. So you better understand, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think you have in that divorce court, trust me, that will go out because there's no protection for you. You think there is, but there isn't. Feminism and the idea that a man is just going to stand there and let you run over the top of him using the gun of the state, yeah, that's going to go out right along with it. Because this woman right here has declared war on her husband via the state. And if he responds, hey, it is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.